Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Studies show that, on average, college graduates earn $1 million more during their lifetimes than people who don't go to college. Another study found that people who graduate from college have, on average, 4 times the net worth of people who don't. But it is a big investment, which is why our next guest says there are several questions to answer and decisions to make before attending. Alex Chastain is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. Today, she's in our studio. Alex, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Mike.
How soon should parents and kids start talking about the college question?
Probably earlier than you think. I think the conversation should happen, you know, 7th or 8th grade, but really if you want a hard date, the summer before you start high school.
Where do we go from there? What are the topics of discussion? Just where do you want to go? What do you want to be when you get out of college?
all hard questions for an 8th grade to answer, but what you're doing is planting the seed. But also you want to talk about the financial piece. Students these days spend a lot of time trying to figure out where to go to school with college guidance counselors. But sometimes the topic that's not addressed, because money sometimes tends to be taboo, is the financial piece. And so you want to weave the financial piece into those mini talks along the way.
Would that include the question of who's going to pay for this?
It would definitely include that question of who's going to pay for this. And you also want to do some pre-work or some homework before you start the conversation with your child and, you know, talk to, you know, as spouses or even as ex-spouses or even as two partners. You need to be on the same page of how you're thinking about covering college expenses. So you need to do some pre-work first before you have the conversation with your child of how do we think about college expenses? Is this something that we should pay for? Something the students should pay for? Should they borrow money? Should they have skin in the game? And, you know, have a unified front once you start talking about covering the cost of college.
And then by the time you get into high school, questions like public, private, where do we go based on what you want to do in-state, out-of-state?
Yeah, I think part of that pre-work, besides, you know, having a unified message as parents, is also getting a sense of what you can afford or able to afford versus what you're willing to afford. And that might direct the question of asking your child, maybe not making assumptions, but really asking the question, what are you thinking? Are you thinking a small school? Are you thinking a small private school, a public school? Because the reality is that you might not be able to afford where they want to go.
Okay, so let's assume now that we've done all this discussing over the years, the fall of your senior year is when applications need to start going out.
Right, and one of the considerations is on October 1st, you apply for your financial aid, and you do that through the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, which is also called the FAFSA form. A lot of colleges really like for you to have it ready and submitted prior to the October 1st date.
And let's say that you've saved for your child's college all these years. You look at the balance. You have enough to fund it entirely, let's say out of your 529 plan. Mm-hmm. Do you still fill out and submit this FAFSA form?
Yeah, that's a popular question. And I would suggest that people do fill out the form and submit it because there may be some opportunities that come from submitting the form. You might become available for grants or scholarships by submitting the form.
And then I guess the decision's been made, you've been accepted, you're ready to go. There are a lot more decisions to be made.
There's a lot of decisions, and you want to prepare for going off to college. Just as you want them to be able to do their own laundry, you want them to be able to manage a checkbook, be able to use a debit card responsibly. You want them to have the experience of using a credit card or managing a budget and paying rent on time because, you know, eventually at some schools you're going off campus. And so you want to set them up for success while they're off on their own.
Maybe even legal documents?
Yes, definitely legal documents. One thing that we forget is that once they go off to college, many turn 18 and are adults, and you need to be listed, believe it or not, even if you're a parent, as one of their healthcare power of attorney agents or power of attorney agents so that you can act on their behalf. So one thing that we recommend is that for students to go off to school and have wills and healthcare power of attorneys and power of attorneys in place when they go off to school should something happen to them so that you can act on their behalf.
Alex, great tips. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Alex Chastain is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, South Carolina, and she has a link or two to help with this topic that she will leave with us that we will have posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.